Well, you know, this Sunday we're going to pause and we're going to get to the wonderful relationship that we have with our mothers. How many of you all here came from a mother? Okay, good. I was just checking to make sure that all of us come from the same place. So all of us have this in common. We all come from a mother. And God put this together. Does that make sense? God put this order together. And man cannot shake it. That God has given us mothers and fathers so that we might develop. And in a real way, you know what God does in that relationship of marriage? He actually illustrates the relationship he has with his love for the church. It's in a relationship with God. Well, I want to celebrate three things that mothers always do. And we're going to deal in the Gospel of John. So if you have your Bibles, if you go there to the Gospel of John, we're going to be two places today. John chapter 2, we have an encounter with Jesus and his mother. And then over in John 19, we pick up another encounter with Jesus and his what? Mother. And it's very interesting. Jesus' mother was like the rest of you mothers. She was a mother who is focused and purposed and going to get it done. How many of you all are mothers that are going to get it done? Come on. How many of you moms got that mom gear? It's going to happen. If not, you fathers can go. He's talking to you, okay? Because we're going to pick up a scenario about a mother, Jesus' earthly mother, Mary, his mother here on earth. And we're going to see that you mothers, I want to, if you will, fan into flame, continue on. How many of you all are better because your mom was purposed? My life has been poured into by two dynamic people. My mother is a praying woman. She's a spiritual woman. She's not a church woman. She's a spiritual woman. She knows Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. God gave her four children, and she believed that those four children had a distinct purpose, and her mission in life was to get them where they were supposed to be. That tends to be the carrying moment of moms. We're going to get you to where you're going to be. How many of y'all have ever tried to get in the way of a mother when she was on mission? She'll kill you. Sweetest women in the world, if they're on mission and you get in the way of their mission or what they've been assigned to do, what will happen? It happens in the animal kingdom. The female species is usually a little more laid back until they become a what? Mother. Now, you don't mess with a mama and her cubs. Now, for some of you men, you've had this encounter with a mother because they're committed to the purpose of their children. If you've ever coached peewee anything, peewee basketball, peewee baseball, peewee soccer, peewee dominoes, whatever the sport is. If you as a coach have ever insulted the ability of that mother's child, your life could be limited at any moment of time. I never will forget one of the greatest mistakes I ever made. This mother came up to me, and this mother was angry. I mean, she was mad, and I was coaching her son, and she came up to me, and she said, "Coach, I want to know why my son only gets to play two quarters." She didn't want to know the answer to this question. I let her know. I said, "Mom, I'm going to tell you now, ma'am, you do not want to know the answer to this question." She said, "Yes, I do." I said, "The reason your son plays two quarters is because by league regulations and a communist proposal, in my opinion, I am required to play him two quarters. If it was left up to me, it would be no quarters." When I said that, her head contorted. And this sweet, gentle lady that was about 5'1", less than 100 pounds, I looked in her eyes realizing my life is going to come to an end right here. Why? Because I crossed a mother on a mission. That was her baby. Now, I want to give you three things, you moms, I honor you for and I love you for and I thank you for. And by the way, I'm going to ask you once again, how many of y'all are here because you came from a mother somewhere? Okay, good. Just check it. So we're all involved in this. Three things scripturally I see that mothers bring into us. They have a knack of always doing this. First of all, they know how to be there. Mothers are there. And so, moms, those of you that have been mothering for quite some time, thank you for being there. They're just there. My mom, there. Her mother, there. The mother before that, there. That's all of those I knew. They were there. How many of you moms are there? And so you're going to see scripture today. It's important to be there. And moms know how to do this. They know how to pray there. They just know how to pray there. They pray and they pray. How do you mothers pray? How many of you mamas pray? Come on, raise your hand if you pray. You're a praying mama. How many of y'all are praying mama? Come on. Okay. Excuse me. Watch this. How many of y'all pray? Moms, you pray. Yeah. Now, you children who are growing up with a praying mama, you might as well surrender to Jesus because you ain't got a chance. It's coming around someday. I thank God for a praying mama. Even when I got a little loose, guess who I knew had not gotten loose? My mama. But guess what she's doing? Loosen the Jesus on me, man. She could break, Lord. Because guess what? Mamas are not only there, they have a knack of knowing where you are. How many of y'all, after you got a little older, you grew up, you became an adult? How many of y'all have ever had this happen? You've gone back home. Now you're an adult. You know, you quit being adolescent. You're out of your adolescence. You're out of your young adult life. And they, any of y'all tell stories when you get together? Remember when? You know, it's kind of an Alan Jackson night. Remember when? And how many of y'all noticed, like, you thought your mother knew that you didn't do that? And all of a sudden, your mother in that gentle voice will go, I remember. Mama, you don't remember. You're not even supposed to know. You know what I'm talking about? Sheriff ain't even supposed to know. Lord, Sheriff, I bet your mama had knee pads on her getting out of that dungeon. Don't you know Sheriff's mama looked like Pete Rose sliding into the altar all the time. Lord, help me get this baby in line. I know my mama, she walks with a limp. She's praying all the time on her knees. Mamas know how to pray there. They know how to be there. They know how to pray there. So if you're a young mom, guess what? You're going to be there and you're going to pray there. And guess what else you got to do? You got to believe there. Mamas believe. How many of y'all mamas believe? I believe my baby going to be a doctor. Yes, ma'am, I'm with your belief, but he has failed all of his science classes. He's going to be the best doctor ever. He might, ma'am, but he has a 2 on his ACT. It's going to be difficult for him to get into medical school. We'll find a medical school that'll let him in some foreign country somewhere. They believe there, amen? How many of y'all have ever tried to argue with mom about their kids? Hang it up. Because what do they believe? Moms believe so much. This is pretty cool. They will get you past your own reality. Moms have a knack about getting you past your reality and bringing you into Jesus's possibility. How many of y'all ever seen that happen? So moms are there. Well, let's go to the scripture. What do we find about these scriptural mamas? John chapter 2. Let's see what happens. On the third day in John chapter 2, this is the beginning of the Gospel of John. In the beginning of the Gospel of John, starts out with a wedding. Now, this is just a side note. It's always been a curiosity to me that Jesus doesn't go to the wedding. He just makes it to the reception. You know, Jesus would be, if y'all would not like Jesus as a pastor. You know, you call Jesus up, can you do my wedding? No, I can't, but I can make it to the reception. I'll make a cameo at the reception. You know, I kind of like Jesus' style. You know, they call Jesus, Jesus, can you do my funeral? Let the dead bury the dead. Jesus is not into the same things that we're into. Have you noticed that? But man, Jesus is still, as Jesus, the Son of God, is going to listen to his mama. Where does that put the rest of us kids? If Jesus is going to listen to his mama, where does that put the rest of us? And he happens to be, Son of God. And Jesus is going to listen to his mama. Now, I want you to see these things. I've told you, hadn't you? Mamas know how to what? Be there. Mamas know how to pray there. And mamas know how to believe there. All right? They know how to do those three things. Elizabeth does those three things. She's been married now for 26 years. Because guess what? She said, I'm going to stay here. Because I went there. She prays a lot. Like all the time. I've heard her morning prayers. Dear God, he's still here. May I make it through another day. At least I haven't heard her pray this yet. Lord, if you could remove him today, this would be a day that I would rejoice and be glad. I haven't heard that yet. You know what, Elizabeth? She believes there. She believes we're all going to make it. She believes we're all going to get better. She believes it's going to happen. Even when we're all grumpy and frumpy telling her how it can't happen, guess what she always does? Elizabeth has a knack as a mother of being positive when the whole house wants to be negative. Now, my kids will get with me when it's time to do negative stuff. I mean, we can start a rant, you know. I go, look at this, it's raining. Clacy will go, yeah, it's raining. Clacy likes to energize the negativity. But Elizabeth will be going, well, it's raining, so the flowers will grow, and we'll all be able to have a better day tomorrow. We're like, be quiet, Mom. We don't want to hear that, we don't want to pray that, and we don't want to believe that. But you know what? She'll be there, pray there, and believe there. Well, Jesus is in a situation on the third day at a wedding feast. It took place in Cana of Galilee. So they're in Galilee, they're in Cana, they're at a wedding feast. How many of y'all have ever been to a Jewish wedding? Please get you some Jewish friends and go to at least one Jewish wedding before you leave the earth so you can see how a wedding's supposed to be done. When the Jews get married, they believe this ought to be a celebration. And I mean, it's a wedding feast. They dance and they celebrate and they do not drink grape juice. They don't have many divorces either. Isn't that interesting? In the Jewish tradition of family is the family starts off in celebration and continues on. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound a lot like baptism being celebration and a celebrated life in Christ continues what? On. So Jesus is in a celebration. Are y'all cool with that? How many of y'all can handle that Jesus went to the party? Some of you who are real churched up going, oh, I'm sure he didn't touch the wine. You're right. He made it. He was a distributor. Doesn't it just mess you up when the Bible won't say what you believe? It's so much easier to say, I would like to believe the Bible the way I perceive it, than to say, I really believe the Bible the way God wrote it. That Jesus is a lot freer than we are. Jesus didn't like going to church either. He liked living in heaven. Moms tend to know how to do that. Because guess what, Jim? They know how to be there. They know how to pray there. And they know how to believe there. This is an interesting story with Jesus and his mother. Jesus' mother was there. I told you, they're always there. How many of y'all have ever had your mom there when you didn't want her to be there? Ugh. West Orange, I went to the same school you did when I was in high school. Warren Central parking lot. This happened in the same parking lot that you used to be in. I was in that Warren Central parking lot, and I was dating a young lady that my mother was not inclined to see this young lady as the best recommendation for my life at the time. How many of y'all have ever been in one of those situations? Mama did not like the girl I brought home. Is that clear enough? Y'all ever had that situation? In fact, I've never seen my mother act like that. I mean, she bristled up, bowled up, and this was a cute girl. My mom was an Elizabeth fan. I mean, she prayed Elizabeth into my life. Well, I was at Warren Central, and y'all got to understand, in high school, I was tremendously cool. Clacy has looked at my yearbook, and you know, your children will scandalize you. You know that? She looked at my yearbook and she said, Dad, look at this picture. There is no way you were cool. I said, Clacy, there's a lot changed. I said, if y'all look at your yearbooks, they're all fake because they do Photoshop on y'all. Back in my day, they had no Photoshop. It was what it was. I said, Clacy, what do you think of the hairdo on your mama right there? I mean, all kinds of crazy things in the 80s. Y'all ever looked at old pictures? You know the trouble about old pictures? If you're looking at them, you old. You notice how young people never look at old pictures. They just look at pictures. Well, anyway, this girl needed my affection. And after school, she just needed a little encouragement that I kind of liked her. So in the parking lot on my way to track practice, I was just going gently give her a biblical kiss. You know, where it said, greet one another with a holy kiss. I was trying to follow the Bible. Like my mother had told me to believe in the Bible. I'm right there at top of Warren Center parking lot. And I'm kind of, and the next thing I know, my mama drove a big old station wagon. How many of y'all remember station wagons? Now, don't be laughing about station wagon, because a minivan is just a tall station wagon. Y'all ain't done nothing about it. It's the same thing. Okay, same thing. All right. Some of you ladies are going, I'm driving a minivan because it looks cool. No, it doesn't. It's just a tall station wagon. And one day, yeah. I mean, you had one of them station wagons with paneling down the side of it. I mean, y'all know what I'm talking about? Brady Bunch station wagon. Elizabeth had one. She drove one to school. Elizabeth drove one that had 6-inch paneling down the side of it. And it would backfire when you turned it off. So I'm sitting there, I'm putting, you know, little encouragement, holy kiss to the situation. My mama sneaks this big old Delta Oldsmobile 88 station wagon with paneling down the side of it and puts that bumper right up there. Now, when I'm kissing, I'm concentrating. I'm not paying attention to what's behind me, all right? Dr. Earl, I ain't kidding. It's true. I'm not even exaggerating. I've been known to maybe embellish, but this isn't it. Gets that bumper an inch away from my knees. I'm getting ready to put the second phase kiss down on him. My mom hits the horn on that station wagon, I'm telling you. And this is the era time in youth group. They used to take you to the drive-in Christian theater because they knew you'd snuck Marlboros and stuff like that and maybe been, you know, doing some things you weren't supposed to do in your adolescence. So they'd take you to the Christian drive-in and they'd show you that film, Thief in the Night. It's a 1970s production about the end of time. And the clouds would turn around and people would be raptured, you know, and they'd say the trumpet of Christ was going to blow. And I thought to myself, here it is. God has caught me kissing this girl that my mother has not approved of. I turned around as quick as I could. And there's that horn and there's my mother like 5'2". My mother, a little woman, going. You know what I did? I walked myself to track practice and didn't say a word. That's what mamas are what? There. Now, I didn't say they wouldn't embarrass you when they're there. I just said they're what? There. Well, Jesus' mother was there. And how many of y'all have ever been around a woman when she's making an arrangement for an event? Planning a party. How many of y'all have ever seen a mother to the bride? Don't ever cross the mother of the bride. They kill you. I mean, some of the sweetest holy women you've ever met in your life, demonic possession happens the night before the wedding. I mean, they can look and a tulip be bent the wrong way. It's supposed to be going to the right and it bends to the left. And all of a sudden you'll hear, get out of here. I mean, they're going crazy. That's why I do like 20-minute rehearsals and dodge out of there, man, because you never know what's going to happen to the mother of the bride. Yeah. You men know what I'm talking about. How many of y'all, your wife's ever been, you got, you know, a family event, Thanksgiving, some kind of an event. Everything's got to be what? Or you have been through that, Lindsay? Now, Lindsay, when it's event time, who really runs the event? Yeah, your wife does. We all knew that. That's why I'm glad you confessed in truth today on Mother's Day. You know, Elizabeth runs the events at our house. And she must have watched too much Love Boat when she was growing up. Because she thinks she's Judy on Love Boat, running around the house with her clipboard. We need this and 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 this. Getting the house arranged. And we better cooperate. Now, I'm showing you that to show you what's going on in this scripture. They're having a wedding feast. You reckon the mother of this bride wanted to make sure everything was going to go right? Because if you have an event and other women are there and the event doesn't go right, what happens at the hair place next week? Okay, that's right, isn't it? You'd be up under one of those big, they still use them big dryer hoods. I remember I went in there one time with my mama when I was a kid going, what do they do, these women sticking their heads in these big hoods? And, you know, I mean, when you're a little boy, you don't know what that big head thing is. You know, those big dryers, they still use them? Some, okay, anyway. I remember hearing that place when you had to go in there, your mama, whoo, whirlwinds, big old green things over the head. You got to remember, I'm old, okay? They'd pop out. They'd have curlers in their hair. You go, that looked like a woman that whipped me last week, okay? So, yeah. Anyway, you all know what would have happened. Run out of wine. You could have heard it at the salon next week. You know, we was over at Salome's house. Yeah, we was in the middle of reception. They ran out of wine. I wonder if her husband's lost his job. I wonder if they're having some financial problems. You know, I know they haven't been given much to the synagogue, right? I mean, I can hear it. So the mother's friend had a problem. You know what she does? She involves her son. How many of y'all have ever had a moment where your mama involved you without your request? My mom called me one time. She said, son, I need for you to speak at my WMU group. This is Women's Missionary Union. I said, mama, I know you think awful highly of your son, but I really, WMU groups are not my most connective communication spot. These are where holy women gather. Holy women on mission. They read these books about missions. They pray all the time. And they talk about wayward sons. I'm sure my name had come up in the group sometime. You know. But I went. Why? My mama asked me to. If she was there and she wanted me to be there, the mama's there and Jesus is there and the wine has run out. Look what it says. When the wine was gone. When the wine was gone. Jesus' mother said to him, we have no more what? Now, children, don't ever give this response. Guess what Jesus' response was? Don't ever give this response to your mother because you're not Jesus. He goes, dear woman, why do you involve me? Try that one on your mother. I just see, turn around. My mom said, you need to go to so-and-so. Dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come. Because my mom would say, your time's fixing to be over if you don't get on it. So you see what I'm saying? A little different. I could just see Blake trying that on his mama. I could see Blake going, dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come. Blake Ayers, if you don't get right over there, how many of y'all have ever seen the finger? A woman's got a different finger than the finger. I'm talking the finger of a mother. When they put that on you, there's power at the end of that. It's not just mama looking at you. It's Jesus looking at you through mama. A holy woman will straighten you up. Amen. Dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come. I love Mary's answer. Jesus' mama answered. Watch this. She knew how to be there. She knew how to pray there. She knew how to believe there. Sheriff, she don't even pay attention to what Jesus says. She just looks and says, whatever he tells you, do it. Now, what does that sound like? A mother. It's a little bossy girl. Yeah, it is. It is. Do whatever he tells you. Why? There's a need. And there was a need of another mother. And there was a situation. And she said, my boy can handle it. How many of you mothers are always proud when you say, my boy can handle it? Mothers, let me thank you for something. Continue to be there. There's one thing your children will always need. You being there. There's a high divorce rate in this society for one reason. We don't know how to be there. Now, parents, both of us, fathers and mothers, I want to tell you something right now, and I want you to hear me. And if you're a young parent, I want you to get over the lie of the 80s. Really, it started in the 70s. Y'all remember this bunch of bunk? Well, I don't spend a lot of quantity time with my children. I spend quality time. Impossible. For there to be quality, there has to be quantity. It's a relationship. How many of y'all have ever watched late night cable and you've seen these lies like, 5 minutes of this new exercise ab machine and you'll have a six-pack ab? That's a lie. You ain't going to do some kind of a rubber band cruncher for 5 minutes and get a six-pack of abs. It's going to take a lot more what? Time. And what's worse than that, you can't eat things that are good if you want to have that. But what are they advertising? 5 minutes. We want to have 5-minute instant kids in this world. For 5 minutes a day. No. You're going to have to be there. You're going to have to spend time with them. You're going to have to pray there. And you're going to pray a lot if you got children. And you know what? You're going to have to believe there. But let me tell you what that leads to. A mother is always there when the cross is there. Now go with me to John chapter 19, verse 25. Near. You got that, moms? Near. Near to Jesus. What? Near. How many of y'all glad to know even if your mom has passed on, she's still near? Moms pull. They plead. They believe. They love. They pray. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. His who? Mother. This is the most amazing part of Scripture. Jesus is dying on the cross and he pauses death to recognize his mother. You know why he recognized her? She's there. You know what, for me, my most special time with my mom was, she was just there. She didn't do anything special. She didn't hand me, you know, any great, just there. When I came in on Friday nights, guess who was still up? My mom. She wanted to make sure her babies were in the nest. I had some cool mornings. Here my mom's raising this renegade guy, my sweet, lovely, holy mama. And we spent several Saturday mornings drinking coffee early in the morning, just there talking about life. Those moments poured a lot into my life. Just being what? There. So mom, be there. Because when your children are there, you'll still be there, even if it's a cross. I know it's going to sound like a country song, and there's even a country song. There's two people that'll stand by you that I've found in life, and it's pretty true to flame. Who is it? Jesus and you what? Mama. You go down to the courthouse, there's two people still there. Jesus and your mama. I've been down to the courthouse for 30 plus years with folk. And guess who I'm always meeting with? Mamas. Pastor Steve, now listen, he's a good boy. He's a good boy. I know he stole those two cars. But he didn't steal any last week. We got to give him credit for that. You think you could talk to the judge and he'd let him off? And I'd say, well, now, Mama, I tell you what. We talked to the judge 6 months ago when he stole 4 cars. So this makes 1 a month so far. Sheriff, how many times you heard that over a career? Sheriff, if you just do something for me. Now listen, he fell off his kitty car when he was 2 years old. He ain't been right since. And he didn't mean to kill those people. He didn't mean it. Who talks like that? A mom. You take dad down to the courthouse. Most dads do this. Lock him up. He did it. Won't fool with him no more. I've told him and told him and told him and told him and told him. And he just keeps doing the same thing over and over and over. Now, who's that sound like? Now, you get to talk like that until you get this. I've about heard enough. Okay. You know, it's kind of always funny when men say we're the head of the house. The problem is your wife's the neck. You ever had a stiff neck? You ever had a crick in your neck? Yeah, your head's not much use once your neck's jammed up. Have you noticed that? Yeah. Nice trick, Lord. You know. If you notice, we men kind of look around like that. How many of y'all look around when you're fixing to say something profound? How many of y'all look around? I do that sometimes when I preach. Sometimes when I preach, I say, now, how much trouble do I want to be in at 6 o'clock tonight? You gauge it after years of marriage. Do you know what's coming? Be there, near a cross there. Stay there. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, Mary. His mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. You know who was at the cross? The three Marys. But one he looks down at, Mary, his mother. Look at your son. here I am. When Jesus saw his mother, here is your son. And to his mother, he looks to the other disciples and what does he say? Here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took Jesus' mother into his home. You see, when you learn to be there and you learn to pray there and you learn to be there at the time of the cross, you'll learn to get through there. What do moms do? They're there. They pray there. They believe there so that you and I can get through there. In life. Happy Mother's Day. Moms, continue on. Ladies who will one day be mothers, remember this day. And when you become a mom, be there, pray there, believe there, so those children can get there. Can you remember that? And if you're there, if you're here, then you better thank a mom, because I'm going to tell you what, she assisted in getting you there somewhere. And if she's not here in this realm today, I would come to the altar and say, dear God, I want to thank you for my mother that spoke truth into my life. How many of y'all had a mama speak some truth into your life? How many of y'all had a mama encourage you sometime or another in your life? Said, come on, live well, do well, be well. And it's amazing. If you've been around women like that, it's a strong power. I've been very fortunate. I just want to thank God in front of you all, my church family. I'm very thankful for the women in my life. And I've watched what it's done. I come from a line of strong, faithful women. Very intelligent women. In fact, this blew me away. I never heard a woman complain until I started pastoring churches. I'd never heard whining in my house. I didn't grow up with women that whined. When I started pastoring at 18, I'd never in my life. I went home and told my dad, I said, Dad, I've never heard anything like it in my life in the church. I hear all this chatter and all this stuff. He goes, I've never seen mom or grandmom or anybody act like that. He said, son, sometimes. He goes, how bad is it? I said, it's bad. I said, I've seen men, they duck from their wives. I never saw that in the house. I never saw a woman tell a man what to do till I started pastoring a church when I was 18. I didn't grow up like that. I saw order from my great-grandparents to my grandparents to my parents. Stalwardness. I'm going to bring back an old word. You know what stalwardness is? Some of y'all know what that means. They were stalwart and purpose-filled. You're going to get it. It was my great-grandmother that set my father on her lap as a six-year-old boy and picked up a pickaxe and a book. And she said, if you don't learn to read this book, you'll have to pick up this pickaxe and be in that coal mine. Or you can read yourself over this mountain. He read himself over that mountain many decades ago. Why? Because there was a woman that was there called a grandmother that was there, praying there, believing there, and getting him over there. Now it's interesting, it reverses with Jesus because his mother was there. Jesus got her over there. That's what Jesus does. He gets us through. Maybe today, the greatest prayers are your mother. I promise you, if your mother believes in Jesus Christ, she's had one prayer on her mind since you were born, that you would meet Jesus Christ. How many of you believing mothers have that prayer for your children? I hope you do. Greatest day in my life is when Clacy Camille Ayers got baptized. I knew my two children were baptized. I could know one of the deepest pains in life is to lose a child. To lose a child unsaved is unimaginable. It's when you start pulling all the tricks, you hope there's another way other than Jesus. There's not. I'd rather for you to be mad at me than find out later that I was right. Because when you find out later that I'm right, it'll be too late. And it's going to blow some of y'all away. We have grown up in such a deceptive culture. There's many of you in this room today to believe there is a life without consequence. But I'm telling you, there is a life with consequence. There is a day of judgment. Period. And you don't get to call in. There's no favors, only grace. Maybe today some mother's prayers need to be answered. And some of you in this room for the first time in your life need to say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my what? Sin. You know, if you do that, guess what God will do? Jesus Christ will forgive you. You say, Pastor Steve, I've done a lot of bad stuff. Listen, if Mary can stand at the cross, I promise you the cross is strong enough to forgive you of your sins. Isn't it? So ask him, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. I believe you died on the cross. I believe you'll live in me. Lord Jesus, I receive you. If you've never been baptized, why don't you follow the examples today of these great people that were baptized, Patrick, Preston, and Pam, as they gave us witness to what? This is real. You saw it live here today. Maybe you need to do that. Maybe you need to just bring your wife, your mother to the altar, and one of the greatest gifts that you could do is just a prayer of thanks. Now, how many of y'all are at least going to call your mom, thank you, mom, or be around your mom today? Well, you need to tell her, thank you. And if you're married like me, I'm married way beyond myself. I look at my two kids. I can talk a little bit more about my kids. Mine are grown, gone. You know what? If they didn't have a good mother, they would not be who they are today. And I see her come out in them constantly. And Elizabeth's done one thing right. She's there. In the evening, she wasn't playing bridge with her friends or bunco. She raised her children. Because you can play bunco in the nursing home. No, I'm serious. If y'all really want to see the world get better, it's not the public school's problem. You know why the public school is so difficult right now? They have our kids. They have parents that have lost their everlasting minds. They have parents that rush in on teachers and say, how dare you give my child an F? And I'd go, he didn't do his work. We'll sue you. I'd be fired the first day as a teacher. Because as soon as one of those little smart aleck kids sassed me and I sailed him across the room, I'm sure that would be a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. They'd stand up one time and sass me and I'd show them how to turn their head. Because that's what should have happened to them when they were two. So they wouldn't jaw that mouth at 12. I'm a living example. Hold on, you don't have to clap about that. What is it? You don't have to clap about that. Just raise your kids. I'm a prime example that discipline does not hinder. If I'd been raised by these parents today, I'd be in the federal pen. I was aware of the death penalty, and it helped me. When I was 5 years old and opened that smart mouth, we had a consequence for opening that smart mouth. Guess what I eventually learned? Close your mouth. Nutter, I bet you didn't get away with anything, did you? Mm-mm. Thank God, look at the man you are today. From a mama and a daddy. I'm telling you, there's none of you here by yourself. It's baloney. These men stand up with all kinds of pride. I'm a self-made man. Really? Did you carry yourself for 9 months? Did you go through labor pains? Did you raise yourself? Somebody poured something into your life. And for those of us, as we get on with years, we have a Jesus responsibility to pour it into the next generation, to be there, pray there, believe there, and help them get there. And I'm so proud of you all as a church. Y'all know how proud I am of y'all. That the building we built, it wasn't to entertain ourselves. It wasn't about enjoyment. It was about launching the next generation of ministry there. To 2050. Yeah. If I make it past that, that'll be a miracle. I doubt I'll make it there. Watch this. I'm so glad we were willing to build a building that most of us in this room will never see the results of. It will be your young people in this room, your all's children that you don't have yet, that will be the bridge builders. And Crabtree, you and I will be playing bunco in our last days. Now, we're playing poker, and I'm winning. As your eyes are bad, you won't be able to tell the cards by then. We'll be back here gambling. I say, I thought those two guys were Baptist preachers. And I'll say, y'all had no idea what we did at preachers' conferences, did you? God is real. God is there. God is pulling and pleading with grace for us. And God believes He is who He is, and we can be who He said He made us to be. Let's be it. Amen. Let's stand together. It's the time of altar. Y'all come. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, what a beautiful day in church. What a beautiful opportunity today. Lord, I just want to pray for those that you have drawn to be saved, that they would be saved right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you draw them. Lord, we thank you for the mothers that are in this house, the children that they've had, and the possibilities that are in this room. And so, God, I pray now for all that need to be saved, all that need to be secured, and all families that need to be ministered to. Lord, I pray today in praise of those things. Thank you for the great mothers here. Thank you for the great fathers here. Thank you for the great children here. Lord, I pray against divorce, deception. I pray against the things that want to plague our families. I pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, you take those things away and put your wonderful works in our lives. And may we receive them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Church, this is your altar in the name of Jesus. It's a place where Jesus meets us and encourages us. You come right now and pray. Bring those moms with you. Pray over them. Love them. Let them know how thankful you are. And just let God speak into you today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on. Thank you for coming.